What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Monday, the 20th of April. Hope you've had a great weekend. Enjoyed that glorious sunshine. What a great weekend to have to stay indoors. Did you enjoy it in your garden, your lucky gets? Because I don't have one. Or was you enjoy it through the window like me? Or through the letterbox if you haven't got a window. But, something's come up on the screen. Anyway, rolling on. Ignore that. So, yeah, it's week five of lockdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and counting or scratching on the wall if you're losing it. Don't lose it just yet. We're nearly there unless they extend it again, which is fucking very likely that they will. So I'm running out of places of interest in the house. I've stood in every corner of every part of the house, and now even they're getting a bit boring. I've got loads to do, but I want to entertain myself some way, shape or form. I'm sleeping in the wardrobe at the moment, upside down like a bat. I'm bored of conventional sleeping. I'm turning into a pale vampire anyway, so might as well fucking try something different. I was going to say, the pubs are going to be shut till Christmas, if you believe what the fucking shit sun says. That ain't going to happen. There'll be fucking speakeasies popping up all over the place, but if that was going to be the case... But they're just going to be the last thing to open. So we're still going to have to enjoy getting pissed on the phone or, over the fence. But if they do keep the pub shut, they're still going to allow small gatherings. So if you're clever, want a good business idea, which I'm going to give you, you can set your shed up into a speakeasy, like I just said. And fucking when people come round, you can sell your beer and fucking have it all like set out like a little bar. And that's what'll come. Everybody be have these like, you'd be like, instead of having like all the pubs down the high street, you'd just be going to a different neighbour that you don't know his house, who's got a speakeasy in his back garden. And you can go all to go to each other's. And it'd be a totally different way of socialising and a good way to get to know your neighbours. But don't say anything, you know, that you, when you're drunk and you start giving too much away, like you do at the work office party, that's the last thing you want to do. You start telling your neighbour who's a bit shady, or your fucking record collection, or the great stereo system you got. Next thing you know, your back door's been kicked off and your stereo's gone. Well, unless you don't grow up, you didn't grow up on a street like mine, because that's the kind of shit that fucking happened on a regular basis. But as I said, the middle classes are starting to feel what it's like to be working class at the moment, with all that time at home and fucking life on the dole, no job. You know, nice suntan. I'll tell you what, you never have a better suntan than fucking somebody off a council estate. I'm telling you. We used to say everyone's been tangoed on the council estate, and also everybody had fucking sunbeds. Everyone was hiring. Nobody owned one. No one could afford to own one, but they'd hire them out from fucking from radio rentals and whatever. Blue lights everywhere. On a night time, you could see everybody suntanning themselves in the windows. You can tell because the light was blue. And you can tell somebody's on, and everybody's like, in the middle of winter, everybody looks like they're in fucking Club Tropicana. Anyway, moving on. Prince Harry, or Harry, as we like to call him now. He's calling him Prince Harry here. That's a faux pas, because he's not actually a prince anymore. Can everybody get on board with that? But anyway, he's been criticised by leading medical scientists for claiming that the UK's coronavirus crisis is not as bad as the public are being told. Since when did he become fucking chief of information? He's moved to America and now he's like fucking fell right on the curtails of Donald Trump by the sounds of it. I hope you're right, Harry, but if you do know something that we don't, please do tell us, because this life in lockdown isn't that good for anybody with no money and no fucking, no status and all that kind of stuff and no job even. You know, if you can move things along a little bit quicker, I tell you what, you might well go up in my estimation. Now, he's not down in my estimation anyway. I like Harry, but I don't know where he's coming from with that one. I think somebody might have been out to get him and like maybe took that one out of context, maybe. I don't know what he's saying. The Duke of Sussex told a military community podcast the things here are better than we are led to believe through certain corners of the media. Tell that to fucking intensive care. I don't think anybody's going to be what's it called? Anybody's going to take those comments as any kind of fucking sensible. So, yeah, he must have been pissed. Is he drinking? He's looking for his status. He's looking for a, he hasn't got a status over in America yet. As a, obviously, he's got a humanitarian work, but he's not an actor and he's no longer a prince. He's a husband and a father at the moment. So he's going to find himself doing like walking around Hollywood with Starbucks coffee and his baby strapped on his front. That's going to be his role. He ain't going to fit in. It ain't going to work. How long is it going to last? Come on, let's start taking bets. Where's Ladbrokes? Are they all shut? I bet you must be able to still bet on stuff. There's no sport. Let's just bet on how long Harry will last in Los Angeles. What's it called? Coronavirus is now threatening the Great British Cuppa. The world's largest tea producers have been locked down because of the pandemic. So apparently, like, we're all going to be struggling for tea, or the prices of tea is going to go up. Do you know how much? Buy, wait for it. Get ready behind the sofa. 5p. That's all. 5 fucking p. A packet of 40 breakfast tea bags is set to rise by at least 5p. I think I can handle that, even though I am fucking skinned. I'm not going to. I thought you were going to say, like, it's going to go up a fiver or a fucking tenner or something. Even then, it's not the worst. When I start talking about pence, you got to get real, you know what I mean? It's like hardly the worst thing in the world, is it? Somebody going to. Even if you had one less cup of tea a day, that'd cover that. Anyway, I'll tell you what, I saw something that was good today. Or was it yesterday? Yesterday. I don't know how I found onto it, but I was talking about porno films when I was I? I was talking about films that are made, then somebody makes a porno version of the film. And I don't know how I stumbled on this, because I wasn't looking in particular for anything like that. And it was a Teenage Mutant Turtles one. And it's called, what is a great name, Ten Inch Mutant Ninja Turtles. Is that what it's called? Whoever wrote it down. I wrote it down somewhere. I've just said that off the top of my head. Yeah, 10 Inch Mutant Ninja Turtles. And basically, they have some seamen went down the toilet into the sewer and landed on them. And they all fucking changed into these big turtles with massive 10-inch dicks. And then apparently, I saw there's a trailer for it on YouTube, and I saw that. But there's a full-length version with the shagging in it, I think, because I haven't seen that. So if anybody's interested in cross of Ninja Turtles versus fucking animal porn stroke woman getting gangbanged by turtles, I think it's all those three. If that floats your boat, you'll have to find it. I don't think it's going to be hard to find. Just get on the information that I've just Googled. I've just given you. You probably have the fucking... sex police round your door, fucking banging on your door, going, what are you Googling, mate? Because there's something wrong with you. You're going on the register for that. Don't blame me. Nothing to do with me, Governor. Don't do as I say. I'm only fucking doing this for comedic purposes. But anyway, yeah, it's some crazy. I'm going to look out for more now. I'll find them very interesting. Did I tell you I've got a new microphone? Hopefully this sounds fucking... My silky, sulky tones sound all the fucking more sexy since I've had this new microphone, because it better sound all right, because I've been trying to get it to work 30 times. I've tried to start this podcast and it's messed up every time. So this time I've just said, fuck it, I'm just rolling. If it doesn't work, it's the last episode. So if you can hear me, here you go. This is what I sound like in real. You know, you've had me in like standard shit monotone version up till now, and now he got me on stereo. So if that's not for your liking now, I think you're going to have to turn me off and disappear from my life forever. Otherwise, I told you the Brummie accent is in vogue at the moment. Everybody wants the Brummie accent. There's going to be Americans trying to do the Brummie accent over there. Do Americans ever? Yeah, they do try and do the English accent, don't they? I don't know whether Americans try and do like regional accents, like Liverpool, Manchester, like fucking Brummie. But English actors always do American. So English. I always don't get, maybe somebody might know the answer to this, but why, when they have an English actor, doing in an American film, why they make them do an American accent when they clearly don't do it fucking any good at all. They just do it shit, but they make them do with American accent. Why? Why don't you just let them talk in English? That could be an English person living in America. It's not going to fucking ruin the film anymore, is it? It's ruining the film watching them do a really shit American accent. You know, some people do it really well, but I'm not going to name names because I can't think off the top of my head, but some people have just fucking ruined it. You know, I've had to turn the film off because it's that bad. You know, God help the person who tries to do the Brummie accent next. Peaky Blinders, most of them have got it right, but some of them have got it fucking terrible on it, some of the accents. Some of the actors, should I say. They should have had more Brummies in the programme. If you don't know what Peaky Blinders is, if you're from another country, check it out. It's a great gangster film, filmed in England. Filmed in my town, Birmingham. It's about my town. And that's what's put Birmingham on the tourist map. People are going to visit all the sites of where the gang all come from. Moving on, what was I saying? I haven't got much to talk about today. There was not very much in the news at all that was of interest for my... I just preferred the Teenage Turtle fucking 10-inch dick turtle story the best for today. A world record... what was that one? A world record winning giant vegetable grower is using his skills to feed his entire street during the coronavirus lockdown. The Guinness World Records for his super-sized vegetable... he's been in the Guinness Book of Records three times. He holds three Guinness World Records for his super-sized vegetables. He's vowed to share his massive cabbages, his huge carrots, and his 3.5-stone beetroot to help feed the neighbours. What the fuck? What are they that fucking... Surely they're that hungry? Or are you living on a really poor road? Maybe he is. But he's having to go around like Jesus and feed everybody from his massive cabbage. I tell you what, it sounds like he's been where the Teenage Turtles have been, where they've like all of a sudden got this massive penis from somewhere. He must have had some of that semen land on his cabbages and his, on his, what's it called? What else has he got? Cabbages, carrots, and 1/2-stone beetroots. Because they've just grown to massive size, abnormal sizes, so... I don't want to see that porn film where he's like getting busy with his oversized vegetables. I'll tell you what, I've seen very similar things in porn films. People fucking, you know, short of a sex toy or two, and they find it in the fridge. Anyway, that's another day. We'll talk about that another day. A driver has been blasted for a sign in her car window that read, "Fuck the NHS." That's nice, isn't it? A shopper noticed the outrageous message. It said, "Fuck the NHS. They get paid to save our lives. We don't get paid to save their lives." Well, there's a life that could fucking... nobody's going to miss. She must be a right barrel of laughs. She must have that on her sticker in her road. When everybody's coming out all clapping, I bet she's fucking giving the two fingers out the window, ain't she? Through the curtains, going, "Fuck off. Fuck the NHS." I bet she won't be saying that when she's in there. Ironic when people say shit like that, they're the fuck, you know, famous last words, ain't it? They're the fucking first ones to go down with it. There was a guy in Iran who was going like, "We don't like, this is like a Western disease. We don't have to worry about Western diseases, and we're not going to prepare for this kind of affliction that doesn't belong here," or whatever. But anyway, about a week later, he died from it. So you got to be careful what you say. And he's... it's taking no prisoners. Anybody can get it. And she's like going to be very upset. I hope she don't live in that guy's road with all the cabbages and that, if she's hungry, because he ain't going to come knocking at your door. Not with that attitude. Llama blood could contain the secret ingredient for a vaccine. Belgian scientists said antibodies found inside the animals could neutralise the virus, having previously been used in HIV research. That's fucking mad. You're going to have to... what are you going to have? Blood in, maybe injected in... how are they going to put it in you? Doesn't say. Maybe you're going to have blood from a llama injected into you. So not only is it going to cure you of coronavirus, it's going to give you a big, stupid haircut. Your hair's just going to grow like a llama's. Have you seen a llama's hairs? That's fucking hilarious. You can't beat a llama's hairstyle for a laugh. And if you get that, it's a catch-22. Do you want to save yourself? Otherwise, you're going to have to put up with a big llama perm on the top of your head. That'd be hilarious. But anyway, good job that people are finding or looking for a cure. Hopefully it comes soon. Can't come sooner enough, can it? Captain Tom Moore, the guy who's been walking around his garden and raising ridiculous amounts of money. 25 million he's up to at the moment. And he's still going. He's like fucking, you know, he's like a superhero at 99 years old. And not only has he fucking raised that much money, he's just had a number one hit. He's sung a song and he's gone straight in at number one. So he's like, he can't do no wrong, this guy. I wonder what his next trick is going to be, because he's like, he's gone to number one, sold all them songs as well. I'll tell you what, he's like going to be like fucking, I don't think anybody's going to crack his record. He's going to keep raising that money. He's going to come up with a new gimmick or something soon. That's two. He's got to do a third one. Anyway, so anyway, while he's doing it, it's all good because he's going to the NHS. What I'm going to say, last one. Yorkshire Ripper Peter Sutcliffe has signed a do not resuscitate order after being told he's at high risk of dying if he contracts the coronavirus. And he's agreed to the move after a meeting with a specialist in prison. Again, nobody's going to miss that. And fucking nobody would give much of a fucking monkeys about that, would he? The Yorkshire Ripper. He's like fucking, you know. I don't even know how he's still around. He's fucking in his 70s. He must be like, I've heard for like 20 years ago he was like fucking really ill in hospital. So he's bound to fucking die soon anyway. And nobody, as I said, will fucking miss him, because if you ever heard of if you don't know who the Yorkshire Ripper is, I think the clue's in the title. You'd have to Google him, because I don't even want to talk about him on my fucking podcast. I don't know why I brought him up. I was just talking about him because it was like, you know, good if he dies. Anyway, I don't want to bring the fucking tone of the day down. Let's move on to something a little bit happier. Only Fools and Horses is the go-to TV for the biggest comfort at the moment. If you want the biggest laughs, Only Fools and Horses is it anyway, isn't it? So if you haven't seen that, that's fucking, what are you doing? Because all the first ones are the best with Grandad, but then Uncle Albert's a very fucking, very close second. You know, he ain't fucking, Grandad's the best, but Uncle Albert's fucking hilarious anyway, isn't he? And it was about in his 50s or 60s when he took that part. He was an ex-banker and he was doing amateur dramatics, and then a part came up as Uncle Albert, and he, next thing you know, he's famous. Nobody knows his real name now. He's just Uncle Albert and that's it. He's dead now though, so sorry to see him go, along with Grandad up there into the big old Only Fools and Horses cloud in the sky. What am I talking about? Anyway, last thing, a 65p ketchup bottle has slapped its posh rival's bottoms to be voted the best in Britain. Why am I finishing up on this? I've lost the plot today. This microphone has really pissed me off. I've been fucking about with it all day. And I'm hoping that it's worked, but at the same time, it's fried my brains. And I've like, couldn't read the newspapers properly. I've pulled out a right load of shit. Anyway, it's saying that a 65p tomato ketchup is better than all the others. You're joking, ain't you? There's nothing worse, and if you're a cafe owner, there's nothing worse than going in a cafe, ordering a breakfast, and then you put the sauce on, and it fucking tastes like vinegar and tastes like shit. You just spend that little bit more and proper red sauce and proper brown sauce on. And don't be one of them cheats that has Heinz sauce and then tips that out and pours the cheap sauce in it. And people do that as well. Because when you squirt it on, you go, oh, this is a good calf. They got Heinz sauce. You put it on your dinner or put it on your breakfast. All of a sudden, it tastes like that vinegar shit again because they've topped it up with that. And I know it's a fucking, and it's pence that you're saving. It's ridiculous. It's almost like them tea bags. And I know a cafe owner that done it, so I know it from the horse's mouth. I'm not going to name names because they don't do it anymore, but he used to, and it's naughty. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow when I've fucking managed to hopefully fix this microphone properly, good and for all. Right, see you later for now. Bye.